Thank you for calling Igomos. My name is Priscilla. How can I help you today?
Yes. I called, and this is like the third time I've called here. I've canceled my account twice already, and I keep on getting charged over and over for the items. I called. I said, I'm canceling it. I don't want it anymore. I do not live at the location you guys have. And you guys keep on saying, okay, I canceled it. You're fine. And then 2 weeks later, I'm getting charged again. I just got charged on the 22nd from you guys again after you guys said I was already canceled twice.
Let me check, sir. Do you have the account number?
I don't have the account number.
Can you tell me what is the name that is in the account?
Edwin Rivera.
And what is the address, please?
It was 225 East Avenue, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21740.
Thank you. Okay, I'm seeing here an account that the lawyer built up is showing that it's canceled. It was canceled on April the 13th. This charge that you are seeing is because the shipment was already in the warehouse before the cancellation. You had a pre-authorization, and once the shipment is sent, the charge is complete in the card. So this shipment cannot be canceled because it was already being processed.
I already got charged for that. When I got charged for it, I called and I said, why am I getting charged? They said, you got charged because the item's in the warehouse and is already being shipped and we can't give you your money back. I said, all right, fine. And then I'm getting charged again yesterday for the same thing I already got charged for before. This is the second time I've gotten charged.
It is not a second time, sir. It's the same charge. Just to explain to you. First, you had a pre-authorization. It's when they pre-authorize your car to see if it is approved, and the item is sent to the warehouse. So the charge is pending in the card. The charge is complete when the item is shipped. That is what happened yesterday. So it is not your charge, it's the same charge.
Money has been taken out of my account twice because I can see when they've both been deducted.
Unfortunately, sir, it's not how it works. It is a pre-authorization after is the complete charge.
No, I just checked just now because I'm missing money out of my account. I looked into it and it says that it's been deducted from you guys. Then I went back in time to see when's the last time I did it, and it says I've been deducted before.
Okay, what is the date?
I don't know. Let me see. One is April 12th, and then one is the 22nd. Because I remember April 12th was it because I called the next day afterwards and said I wanted to cancel it because I don't live at that address anymore. And they said, well, we can't do anything about it. Even though you don't live at that address, we can't do anything about it. You're stuck.
What is the amount?
Amount is $44.68.
It's showing here that $44.68, it is a refund. It is credit. It is not a debit. So they are giving to you, not taking from you.
No, because it says minus $44.68 on my account.
Yeah, it's showing here as a credit, not as a debit. So they are not taking off from you. It is a refund.
No. It's saying deducted.
Okay. What I can instruct you to do, sir, because I'm telling you the information that is showing here in the account. If you wanted, I can give you the email of the customer service. If you want to show a screenshot of your account or the PayPal account, showing where you are seeing the two charts and the amount so they can check.
I want an email stating that my account has been canceled, and I want a date written on it.
I can send you the email. I can send the email if you want it.
Yes, because if I get charged again, then I'm going to someone else. Because I've been trying to cancel this thing for like a month now.
Okay, I'm sending you right now. Just confirm the email address showing here is nito718@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, just a more second. Okay, the email with the confirmation is sent. Or anything else?
Nope.
Okay, thank you for calling, Gomas. I hope you have a good day.